Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, August 9. Coming up in today's episode, showdown between Jaya Bachchan and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar in Rajya Sabha. Manish Sisodia gets bail, Supreme Court slams delay in bail procedure. Joint Parliamentary Committee formed per Waqf Amendment Bill. And Sheikh Hasina's son claims she will return to Bangladesh for election season. First up, in a show of support for Samajwadi MP Jaya Bachchan, opposition parties led by Congress stalwart Sonia Gandhi staged a walkout from Rajya Sabha today. The point of contention between Ms. Bachchan and VP Jagdeep Dhankar is the repeated usage of her name as Jaya Amitabh Bachchan. She has objected to her name being called out with that of her husband's and has been addressed this way twice since this session began. Speaking to reporters after today's walkout, she said that it was a humiliating experience and criticized the treatment of opposition MPs while contrasting it with the freedom given to those from the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party. She said, and I quote, "I object to the tone used by the chair. We are not school children and some of us are even senior citizens. I was upset with the tone, especially when the leader of the opposition, which is Mallikarjun Kharge, stood up to speak. The chair turned his mic off," she has alleged. Then she added, quote, "On top of that, every time words that are unparliamentary are used, like nuisance, like you may be a celebrity but I don't care, I am not asking him to care. Nobody has ever spoken the way they do now in parliament. What is the problem? It's so disrespectful to women," she added. This afternoon, faced with a repeat of Jaya Amitabh Bachchan call-out, Ms. Bachchan objected again. However, Rajya Sabha Chairperson VP Dhankar responded as, "Don't school me." Then she demanded an apology, after which the opposition leaders staged a walkout. Congress Comms Chief Jairam Ramesh told reporters that opposition MPs have been repeatedly insulted in the parliament. Shiv Sena Uddhav Bal Thackeray's Priyanka Chaturvedi pointed out, Ms. Bachchan has a vast parliamentary experience more than the vice president, while her Trinamool Congress colleague Dola Sen said Ms. Bachchan is a four-time MP and deserves respect. During this whole exchange, Vice President Dhankar got furious and said, "You may be anybody, you may be a celebrity, you have to understand the decorum," while waving away further protests from both sides of the house. After the opposition walkout, Vice President Dhankar said, "The virus will destroy democracy. I shall not be party to this house being converted into an epicenter of disturbance." He alleged that they are not walking away from the parliament, but walking away from their obligations. And next, while granting bail to former Deputy Chief Minister of Delhi and Aam Aadmi Party leader Manish Sisodia, the Supreme Court of India slammed the delays in his trial and ultimate bail. Meanwhile, his lawyer Abhishek Manu Singhvi expressed optimism about the implications of the court's order and stated, quote, "This order will significantly benefit the Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's case as well." Mr. Sisodia was arrested by the CBI on February 26, 2023. And by the Enforcement Directorate less than 2 weeks later in an alleged scam in the now-scrapped Delhi Excise Policy 2021. Aam Aadmi Party leaders today termed the Supreme Court verdict as a victory of truth. Mr. Sisodia was granted bail nearly 18 months after his arrest. The legal battle surrounding the case has seen multiple high-profile arrests, including that of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. In fact, recently, a Delhi court extended Mr. Kejriwal's judicial custody until August 20th. In the ongoing corruption case being probed by the CBI. An irate Supreme Court today stated that Mr. Sisodia could not stay in jail indefinitely while the prosecution works to an unconfirmed trial date. A bench of Justices B.R. Gawai and K.V. Vishwanathan also said keeping the Aam Aadmi Party leader in jail for an unlimited time without a trial is in violation of his fundamental rights. Quote, "Incarceration of 18 months, trial not having even commenced, an appellant has been deprived of rights to speedy trial," unquote. Justice Gawai said as he asked tougher questions to the lower courts. Then he added, "Keeping the appellant behind bars for unlimited time will deny fundamental rights. Appellant has deep roots in society, no apprehension of fleeing. The conditions can anyway be imposed." Then he added that bail is the rule and jail is always an exception. The court said bail cannot be rejected as punishment of the accused. Delhi Education Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi broke down today, speaking at a school in the national capital. She said, quote, "Today the truth has won. The students of Delhi have won. He was put in jail because he provided good education to poor children," unquote. Reacting to the Supreme Court judgment, Aam Aadmi Party leader Raghav Chadda said, and I quote, The entire country is happy today as Manish Sisodia, the hero of Delhi education revolution, has got bail. I express my heartfelt gratitude to the Honorable Supreme Court. Manishji was kept behind bars for 530 days. His crime was that he gave children of the poor a better future. Dear children, your Manish uncle is coming back. Unquote. In next, Samajwadi Party Chief Mayawati targeted the central and Uttar Pradesh governments over the Waqf Amendment Bill and said their forceful interference in matters of mosque, madarsa and waqf was against the country's constitution. In a series of posts on X, the former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister said the Waqf Amendment Bill, which was introduced in the Lok Sabha yesterday, should be sent to Standing Committee of the House for better consideration. The forceful interference of the central and UP governments in the matter of mosque, madarsa, waqf and taking excessive interest in religious matters like temples, monasteries is against constitution and its principle of secularism, she posted on X, adding, is such narrow and selfish politics necessary? The government should fulfill its national duties. In another one of her posts, she added, the Congress and Bharatiya Janata Party have been reaping electoral benefits by indulging in politics of religion and caste. But now it is time to focus on saving reservation and ending poverty, unemployment, inflation, backwardness. Meanwhile, a day after the centre proposed the bill, a joint parliamentary committee has been formed to look into the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024. The committee includes 10 members from the Rajya Sabha, and they're required to submit their report by the end of the first week of the next parliament session. The members include Jagdambika Pal, Nishikant Dubey, Tejashwi Surya, Aparajita Sarangi, Sanjay Jaiswal, Dilip Saikia, Abhijit Gangopadhyay, D.K. Aruna Gaurav Gogoi, Imran Masood, Mohammad Javed, Mohibullah Kanyal Banerjee, E. Raja, Lavu Krishna Devarayalu, Dileshwar Kamayat, Arvind Savant, Matre Balia, Mama Suresh Gopinath, Naresh Ganpat Maske, Arun Bharti and Asaduddin Owaisi, who took the strongest opposition in Lok Sabha yesterday. The bill introduced yesterday created ruckus in the Lok Sabha as all opposition parties united to oppose it, claiming that the bill can impact the federal structure and encroach on religious autonomy and harmony. Breaking from breaking news, one in every four Gen Z respondents in India is more inclined towards new age job fields like artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, and content creation, while 43% are willing to sacrifice the work-life balance to succeed in their career, according to a new study. A Quest Report 2024 unveils Gen Z traits and trends on dreams, careers, and aspirations. It also found that only 9% of respondents wanted to pursue entrepreneurship as they seek stability and security in work life. 43% of respondents in India and 46% globally are willing to give up work-life balance to succeed in their career. It added that 62% of Indian youth are willing to give up on their hobbies and other interests to achieve their dreams. Now back to news. Former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina will return to her country when its new caretaker government decides to hold elections, her son has said. Hasina fled to India on Monday after weeks of deadly protests forced her to quit. A caretaker government led by Nobel Peace laureate Mohammad Yunus was sworn in on Thursday, which will be tasked with holding elections. Speaking with the Times of India, her son Sajeev Wazir Joy, who is based in the US, said, for the time being, she is in India. She will go back to Bangladesh the moment the interim government decides to hold election. Hasina's Awami League party does not feature in the interim government following a student-led uprising against the long-term former prime minister, whose exit came after a nationwide violence killing about 300 people and injuring thousands. Since her exit, it has been discovered that at least 20 of her party members were killed in the deadly violence. Two actors were found lynched and houses, businesses, places of religion burnt. In light of all these violent developments, the centre in India has formed a committee to monitor the situation in Bangladesh amid reports of targeted violence against minorities. The committee will also ensure the safety of Indians and other minorities in the country during the deadly violence, which resulted in the fall of Sheikh Hasina government. The government of India has constituted a committee to monitor the current situation on the Indo-Bangladesh border, or IBB. The committee will maintain communication channels with the counterpart authorities in Bangladesh, to ensure safety of Indian citizens and people belonging to minority communities in Bangladesh, the government has said. The government note adds, the committee will be headed by ADG Border Security Force Eastern Command and will have IG BSF Frontier, HQ South Bengal, IG BSF Frontier, SQ Tripura, Members Planning and Development, Land Ports Authority of India and Secretary as its members. Meanwhile, while taking charge of the interim government, Nobel Peace Prize winner Muhammad Yunus vowed to guide the country back to democracy after the student-led uprising ended the 15-year-old rule of Sheikh Hasina. Mr. Yunus, who returned to Dhaka from Europe, called for restoration of order in the South Asian nation after weeks of violence killed hundreds. He called on citizens to guard each other, including minorities who have come under attack. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.